Russia says the parliamentary vote in Syria is aimed at avoiding a legal vacuum before early elections are held under a new constitution. Sergei Lavrov says that a new constitution is needed for a political transition in Syria. The top Russian diplomat noted that the ongoing vote is designed to prevent a vacuum at the executive power. Lavrov made the remarks in a press briefing in Moscow. He added that the final agreement must be achieved by the Syrian people. UN brokered peace talks are underway in Geneva. Negotiations are designed to pave the way for political transition in war-torn country. Let's get an idea about how the voting went today from the capital, Damascus. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali joins us right now. Well, Muhammad, how are things right now, and how did the voting go?
Up till the moment, everything seems to be going okay, and according to the head of the Higher Judicial Committee for Elections, Judge Hisham Al-Sha'ar, he said earlier in the day that everything is going okay and there was no complaint regarding any kind of issue during this electoral process. Up till this moment, according to some official numbers here, the number of voters has reached 129,000 in Hama, 50,000 in Aleppo, 30,000 in 32,000 in Idlib. Those are the numbers that we got for the voters who took part in this electoral process up till this moment. Of course, there is still time. Those are not final numbers. There are still about 3 hours until the elections will end. I am now in one of the polling stations here in Damascus, where Syrians continue, actually, and voters continue to pour into this area into this polling station in order to cast their ballots and vote for their parliamentary candidate. Of course, as you know, there are about 3,500 parliamentary candidates who are accepted and qualified to take part in this elections, in this parliamentary elections. This is the second parliamentary elections following the new constitution, which was voted on during the unrest in 2012. Thus, it is a very important one, taking into consideration that it comes after 5 years of a fierce war and a ferocious war on Syria. So definitely it is a very important political event for the Syrians, as everyone here that we asked during the day about their participation told us that the major message that they want to send is to countries that have been supporting terrorism inside their country. And the message is that they are capable of deciding their own future. They will be taking part in all kinds of political events that could facilitate a political solution inside the country. Also, President Bashar al-Assad and the First Lady took part in the elections. They voted also in the al-Assad library this morning, and President Assad also had some comments saying that all components of the Syrian society took part in this event, and also pointed out that on top of those who took part are the families of the victims and the martyrs who lost their lives because of terrorism. Also, a lot of officials took part and voted during the day. We are expecting the number of voters to rise as there is still a couple of hours until the voting ends. And of course, we have to point out that if the higher committee, the Higher Judicial Committee for Elections, if it finds that there are more people coming and pouring into polling stations, the elections could last until 12 a.m. Damascus time.
Very well, thank you for that. Looking forward to it. Muhammad Ali, of course, one of them, talking to us from Damascus.